Now, I mentioned the name of Louise LeMay just now, and it was through this programme, of course, that she met her future co-producer and arranger, Louis Philippe. And just a few months later, her EP, Tell Me One Thing That Is New, emerged. And a trifling 6 years later, her full-length album, A Tale Untold, arrived in November 2015. And among those who discovered Louise through this programme were Frank Howard in Chicago, Chuck McFarland, Pennsylvania, Mary Cowp in Belper in Derbyshire, Cheshire Adams in Tennessee, Adrian Annabel in West Meon in Hampshire, and Massimo Spassaro in Milan. This is Louise with a song from her album A Tale Untold, and also a song that inspired a whole chunk of Jonathan Coe's latest novel, Number 11. This is Sink and Swim.
Watch the water take me home. Absence makes me fonder. Choose a path where you can go. Days are getting longer. Still I try to do the best. All I need your breath as the moon shine control.
Well, if the curveball has achieved nothing else over the last 10 years, at least it's responsible for that wonderful album by Louise LeMay, A Tale Untold, being in the world. That was arguably the most exquisite track on it, Sink and Swim. I asked Louise to name her favourite music her discovered through the curveball. She used to be a very regular listener in the early days, well, at least around 2009, 2010, 11. And first of all, she told me that her partner, Christopher Simmons, would like to nominate Rupert Hines' album, Immunity, which he discovered through the show. But her own choice was this.
Surprised? Well, not at all.
Nominated by Louise LeMay, who knows a good tune when she hears one. That's The Left Bank, pretty much the originators of the whole baroque pop sound in 1967 from their debut album Walk Away Renee / Pretty Ballerina. That was Pretty Ballerina. You're listening to the Curveball's 10th anniversary show, in which all the music is nominated by you, the listener. And probably the band most nominated above all, I'm pleased to say, were the Mighty Stackridge, who sadly ceased to be a going concern at the end of last year, bringing to an end almost 45 years of banging their heads against the brick wall of the British music industry. And amongst those who discovered the wonderful music of Stackridge through listening to the Curveball were Duncan Ellis in Killearn, Wiltshire, Frank Howard in Chicago, Noah Wilson in Seattle, Christian Bratsch in Germany, Adrian Annibal in West Meon, and Eric Fasson, who himself is something of a legend in Swiss national radio. I'm going to play you something from their second album, released in 1972, the album Friendliness. This is Father Frankenstein, it's Behind Your Pillow.
The stars have fled, your face so fair, a damask grows, though scorched inside, my feelings grow. You only have to promise you will love me more than the earth. There's really no distinctions when Father Frankenstein is behind your pillow. The Georgian house that hides your name reveals to me a picture frame. The tapered silk, the china cups, all steel and gold, too proud for touch. You only have to whisper, like a slave I fall at your feet. Like cold clandestine caverns, the Dracula will caress your wound. The troopers marching down that turnpike road that leads to Glastonbury, relics of your grandeur once entombed. It doth its cheese and milk laid beside the your silvery hand. I turned the page where good Bathsheba had left the stage. There's rainbows in your navel, serve to gratify my disdain. And in the scented glades of Adyar, tiny Byzantine's dusting her mausoleum.
That's such a beautifully constructed and arranged song, and not one that the band played live very often. It's called Father Frankenstein Is Behind Your Pillow. It comes from the second Stackridge album, Friendliness.